Here goes. It's so good. We're starting our walk right here in Choa Chu Kang Park, which is part of the 20-kilometer-long Western Adventure Loop. We're only going to be doing a very easy section of all these park connectors and parks. It's about 1.6 kilometers. We'll walk a little bit, then we'll take a break, have a bite to eat. Chicken rice in Choa Chu Kang, anyone? Let's get on that loop! Actually, we're like right in the middle of like a HDB heartland, and it's amazing how dense the forest can get. Now, I know we're on a bit of a walking schedule, but Choa Chu Kang Park is really worth spending a little bit of time exploring. It houses so many different elements. Like, this is the therapeutic garden, and the plants and the flowers have been specifically chosen for their healing properties. I don't know why I'm whispering. I think maybe the therapeutic garden has this effect on me. Okay, great. We're on the right track. We're going to head towards Limbang Park.
I'm just going to do it.
So here we are at the heart of UT. And I understand that UT is the Hokkien word for oil pond. In a cheeky, playful nod to the past of this area, we have this playground. We're literally about 5 minutes just round the corner from our final destination, but I can't resist. Sometimes being short is a good thing. All right, here goes. I haven't done it in decades. All right, onwards. This new neighborhood has been so much fun, especially that last bit with the playground. It made me feel like a kid again. Speaking of which, we're finally here for my childhood favorite, chicken rice. Okay, let's start. We're here at Choa Chu Kang Crescent at a stall called Ah Boy Chicken Rice. They've been around for about 18 years, and it's called Ah Boy because the owner, Mr. Chai, was always the youngest in the kitchen when he was coming up in the trade. Oh, this is exceptional. It tastes so different from other chicken rice I've had. It's got a really rich, almost nuttiness about it. I think it's because of the way it's cooked. Mr. Chai was telling me that they have a very special, secret way that they handle the rice and the way they cook it, the aromatics that they use. And I really love the care that he's put into making sure the rice is cooked perfectly. Every single grain is fat and moist and fluffy, but they're individual and it's al dente, the way I like it. I would be happy just to eat rice. That's it. But you know what? Sometimes you want a little bit of kick, so let's try it with some of this chili. It's not too finely minced, so you can actually see the ingredients in there. There's, I think, garlic, there's ginger, red chili, of course. And it goes very, very well with how rich this rice is. Enough with the rice and the chili. Let's try this gorgeous poached chicken. It's been doused in a little bit of sesame oil and soya sauce. Oh. Mmm. Ooh. Has this almost melt in the mouth quality. It's so, so tender. Okay, one of the best bits about chicken rice is the skin. Oh, it's magnificent. Look at that! Look at that! I've hit the jiggly jelly jackpot. I'm gonna have to just eat this alone. Don't judge me. This is a really, really solid plate of chicken rice. But that's just poached chicken. We gotta try some of this roasted chicken. I love straight off how you can see this crispy, crinkly, golden brown skin. It's amazing. One bird, two completely different tastes and textures. Let's see what else there is on this plate. Oh, okay. There's a little bit of veg. There's a bit of cabbage, carrot, and cucumber. Oh, it's a pickle. It adds that perfect sour sweet balance to the dish. It really helps to cut through all of this richness. And it gives you that juicy, fresh crunch as well. And I also like that they've given us a soup of the day. And today I have a soup with Sichuan vegetable, carrot, and potato, and there's a whole clove of garlic as well. Oh, I know this is gonna be good. There's so many of my favorite flavors in there. Oh, yes. It is so packed with flavor. That Sichuan vegetable, you know, it's preserved, so there's a funky, fermented kind of taste. It's salty. And then there's the sweetness of the carrot and onion, and then potato, just because we love some carbs. You know what? After that walk, after the playground and having this childhood treat, our boys' chicken rice has really brought out the ah girl in me.